Harold, thank you very much for joining us today.
Yes, thanks. Beautiful morning.
Last night's city council meeting, first I want to start with the Valley Bank and Sunset Ridge development. There is some talk about split TIF agreement of some sorts last night, $2 million and assessment guarantee. Can you just explain that in layman's terms, if you can, kind of what was going on last night with that discussion and how it will affect the possible development over at Sunset Ridge?
Yeah, sure. What the developer is requesting, because they're still interested in moving forward with the project, is they would like to enter into a TIF agreement with the city, which would basically be a rebate of any property taxes they're paying. The key piece is that we need to generate enough property taxes to reasonably cover the cost of the infrastructure that needs to be paid for. Both the developer and the city would have some costs associated with that. The city's position at this point is that we would need to recuperate enough revenues off of that to pay for the infrastructure investments that we would need to make. Right now, the developer feels that they have probably about $1 million of investment that they need to make in public infrastructure, and then the city has $1 million of investment they need to make in public infrastructure. So that's why he's asking for the $2 million to cover both of those pieces. The TIF agreement, as we had talked about last night, would be a 50-50 split, meaning that the developer would get $1 million of the TIF revenues and the city would get $1 million of the TIF revenues. And what we discussed last night is the city still has some concern regarding the city would then have $1 million worth of risk on the table, which we typically don't take a lot of risk when we do the TIF agreements. And so the bank had talked about the possibility last night that the bank may be interested in taking on that risk on behalf of the city, which would mean that they would bond the full $2 million and they would be responsible. And so based on that, the recommendation was that staff negotiate out a TIF agreement and see what we can get in writing that both parties are willing to agree to see if we can get this to work. Obviously, the city would like to minimize its risk in it, and we do have some concern regarding the cost commitments that we're going to have to make. But if the bank's willing to work with us on that and minimize that risk to the city, then we may be able to work out a deal on that.
And the council did discuss last night, too, kind of like you were saying, the amount of risk involved. And really, the city doesn't want to lay out so much of its bond capacity out on a project that may or may not succeed, is what the council was saying.
Right, right. So to return to your original question regarding the minimum assessed value, the developer does have the right to agree to be assessed a certain value on their property. Typically, the county assessor's office would set what those property tax valuations are. It's market-driven based on what's happening with other properties, et cetera, et cetera. But the property owner can agree to have their assessed value at a higher rate if they so choose, which means more property taxes paid on it. So in this instance, the developer is agreeing to set a guaranteed assessed value of their property so it guarantees that the revenue will come in to pay off those bond and debt obligations that they have, which they're not required to do, but which would make it more solid and more reasonable moving forward. So.
Okay. One other thing that you guys did last night, too, was a revenue presentation. We talked about property taxes here earlier, and you did mention last night, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on it briefly, the proposed property tax rollback on commercial and industrial properties that has been thrown around up in the Capitol. And you said it could affect the budget up to here in Knoxville, up to $435,000 or so, and that's something that you guys have to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I mean, originally the governor had talked about proposing a 50% rollback in commercial property taxes. We currently have one on residential property. Commercial property tax is one of our major revenue streams for the city of Knoxville. So as we're looking at that, that could have significant impact. So based off of fiscal year 2011-2012 assessed value numbers, that was probably about a $435,000 impact. As time goes on, that will increase. I know that the governor has since altered. He's talked about phasing that in. He's talked about only a 40% rollback as opposed to a 50%. He's talked about backfilling it. At the end of the day, however, even if they backfill it, I would assume that's only going to be for a certain period of time. They're not going to do that forever. So at some point, the city will experience that loss completely and wholly. So at some point, you're going to see that. That's in 2011-2012 numbers. As time goes on, the assessed values go up, that number becomes bigger and bigger the longer it goes. So it's a significant amount of money for the city to lose. If we lose an amount that big, you're talking about cutting down services, shutting down things, and probably eliminating some positions and those kinds of things. So we'll be watching intently how that moves forward through the legislature to see if that gets any traction and moves forward, and into what capacity that moves forward, so we can determine what the effect will be on us. I know the governor's talked about, and the legislation has talked about, that wouldn't be effective until the fiscal year 2013-2014, but that would mean in that year we'd probably be looking at and making some significant cuts.
Okay, and then finally, on a lighter note, the Morning Kiwanis Club had a joint meeting with the Council and Parks Commission last week about some things that they have planned for Young's Park, some things they want to do out there, and there's some really neat, it's a really neat playground structure that they want to put out there. What did you guys see out of that last week?
We just saw some leadership and some momentum from a local organization that's trying to do something positive for the community. Their concept is to build a handicap accessible park at Young's Park. It would be a very sizable park. We'd also talked about the city possibly applying for a grant, and their investment in that park could be used for the match to that grant, so that would bring additional monies in. Also, what we talked about is, as we apply for that grant from the state, that grant would require a five-year plan, and so we kind of came up with a five-year concept of how Young's Park could be used. It included another softball field, some upgrades to the current softball field, taking care of some of the drainage issues there. It included the park concept with the handicapped accessible park that the Morning Kiwanis Club is presenting. It did also include the possibility of maybe a small splash park, as well as a new concession stand with restrooms and a picnic shelter, etc. there. I think it's a very positive idea, and if the community gets behind it, it could be a very wonderful asset to the community of Knoxville. And I think it would be a great location given the raceway activities and things out there. I think it could provide us an opportunity to have a very kid-friendly, family-friendly environment there while the race traffic is going on, particularly during nationals. And finally, I would say that there would possibly be the possibility of some increased parking in the area as well. So,
all right. Anything else you wanted to touch on today?
No, I think things are going well. We're obviously in the middle of budget, so we've got a lot of work on our plates right now, but everything continues to move positively, and every day is a new day.
All right. Thanks, Harold. Thank you very much.